Today on the Pro-Life Podcast, what do Michigan and Thailand have in common? It's Pandora's Box, you guys. We need to talk about this. Let's get started. Happy Thursday, Pro-Life family. Welcome to the table. Grab your coffee. You're gonna need it. My goodness, the more we talk in prepping for this, the weirder stories get. Okay, well, hope everybody had a good spring break. Mine's done. Family fun time. You guys,
what is
big adventures?
Break? Yeah, no. I mean, Easter's coming up, so yeah. That'll be nice. Looking forward to that.
So we can all introduce ourselves for the audio listeners.
Good deal. Kim Schwartz, Texas Right to Life Director of Media and Communication.
Bailey Barton, Development Associate.
Brent Klingerman, Computer Nerd. Okay, surrogacy. This topic always has pros and cons and nuances and these stories just, man.
Yeah.
So
before we get into this one specifically, so like we're going to lay out this real crazy story in Michigan with parents and children that they had through surrogacy and all this stuff. And whenever we talk about surrogacy, it's like, I think it's difficult because you see that the parents have a desire for children and we can like all sympathize with that and mm-hmm. say like, yes, like, of course, parents want children and that's a good desire. But whenever we get into sketchy things to make that happen, problems ensue. And so we really need to separate like the motivation and, you know, the possibly like good heart that's behind that. But then what are the actual consequences and ask hard questions like, is this actually good for the parents? Is this good for the child? And I think the biggest problem we see in surrogacy is like the surrogate mother is the one who's often the one like left abandoned and ignored and put at risk. So, yeah.
Yes.
It's a very complicated subject. It's also pretty fairly new. I mean, it's been around for, I would say, a few decades longer than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're not trying to just like come down on this and be super negative. We really just want to discuss it from just the perspective of protecting the most vulnerable among us, which are children in the womb.
Yeah. So. Well, it's like when we were talking about IVF a couple weeks ago, you know, I feel like there are some questions that should have been asked before this became a widely used thing.
Yeah.
And here we are. So, woman in Michigan, she and her husband, they have one child. Mm-hmm. Then she gets a cancer diagnosis. Mm-hmm. And then things take weird turns.
Yes. So, they harvested her eggs before it was too late, too. And they had a family member or no, this was just a friend.
Yeah, they saw somebody, the surrogate?
Yes.
Yeah, so they found a surrogate just like on social media, basically.
And the state of Michigan prohibits paying for surrogates.
Yes.
So
this woman was doing it out of the kindness of her heart. They call it altruistic. Yeah, altruistic surrogacy. And so she was the surrogate was pregnant with the children. And through IVF, and they were twins, or they are twins, mm-hmm. and in the state of Michigan, because they do not have compensated contractual surrogacy, the only way to become legal parents is before the child is born. So I'm trying to make this as easy to understand
the
as possible.
Orders of steps in this were interesting.
Yes. So these two, the mom and the dad, who were the biological parents, needed to have all the paperwork done and a judge assign them as legal parents before the children were born. But since they were twins and it's surrogacy and it's IVF, it's a high-risk pregnancy. This often happens with twins. They were born really early. And the legal work did not process in time. So in Michigan, they are now in the process of adoption, adopting their biological children.
That's difficult.
Sorry, that's kind of hard to explain.
But yeah. Okay, so you've got the legal paperwork didn't get done before the children were born. Mm-hmm. The children were born early. Mm-hmm. So now their legal parents are the surrogate mom.
Yes, they're on the birth certificate. Even her, I believe her husband, even the surrogate's husband, is on the birth certificate too.
Okay. And the biological parents now legally, technically, are just out of luck.
Yeah.
They have to adopt their biological children. See, following this is so weird because...
because it's weird.
We have altered the designed plan. Mm-hmm. And now we're in an interesting place. I understand. Okay, so there was... it was a breast cancer diagnosis, chemo, radiation. They're like, this is going to ruin your fertility. If you mm-hmm. want to have more kids, this is the process you have to go through.
Yeah.
Okay. But now we're in this really complicated legal situation. They did finish adopting their biological children.
Yes, they correct? Are now the legal parents of their biological children. Which is just, like, when you say a statement like that, you kind of take a step back and you're like, huh?
Legal parents
of your biological children. So I think for a lot of people that maybe you haven't really read up on surrogacy, maybe you just don't really have an opinion on it yet, whatever. This might sound like such a crazy situation. Like, of course they should just be the legal parents of their biological children. Like, why is this so controversial? And the reality is that the Michigan law is not just some like outdated, like, dumb law. It is looking out for the interest of the child and protecting the child, because there are many situations where it's not this story. It's a completely different one, and there's a surrogate mother, and there are parents that are having rights to this child that are inside the child that's inside this other woman, and things can go very bad. Yeah. And they can have the rights to make her do things that she doesn't want to do.
Yeah, yeah.
Leading into our next stories.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Like, there's so much. So, like, whenever I read this story about the Michigan parents, and, like, I think everybody's reaction is like, well, of course they should be the legal parents of their biological children. That's not really the question here. The question is, like, because the parents are trying to change the Michigan law here, and Michigan is, like, their legislature is making a big push to change their their surrogacy laws. So that way, you know, it just opens the gate to kind of like any surrogacy. And so the problem is, like, when you do that, you're not just opening it up to, like, the good-hearted people, like, who are like, oh, well, the things like you hear like this that are like, oh, well, they just wanted to have, like, their own children. They're like, okay, that's something. That's one thing. But in our court precedent, whatever rights you give to married couples, like, single people also have that right. Like, you can't pick and choose, like, who gets to have children via surrogacy. And so there's this one story out of Thailand, actually, where there was a man who had dozens of children through surrogacy and opened up a human trafficking ring with the children that he acquired through surrogacy. And it's like, well, he's their biological parent. Like, shouldn't this be, like, are we going to apply the same logic that we did to this Michigan case where, you know, it moves everybody's heart to the bad actors? And, like, we can't just, like, turn the faucet, like, to the middle. It's either on or off here. And so that's, like, the big problem, one of the big problems that we see with surrogacy.
Definitely.
So now they're trying to change the Michigan law, mm-hmm. and it's nearly done.
Yeah.
As of, at this moment, right now,
yeah,
we have changed the law to grant legal rights to the biological parents.
Well, really, just to make surrogacy contractual, which is basically what it is like in all the other states. Like, you hire a surrogate and you list out a contract, you pay him $100,000. They do whatever you tell them to do. And if, like, there's a story out of California of this one woman who, this is to explain the contractual versus
and when you told me this earlier, Michigan. It makes you want to throw things. This is going to make you want to throw things. Just fair warning.
Yes. and you can get this story from actually Ali Beth Stuckey's podcast, if you know who that is. So this woman, she is in California, and she was a surrogate, and she had been a surrogate for many children, and or many couples. I don't know. Is it for the children? Is it for the couples?
She's been around the block.
Don't say it like that.
I'm sorry.
So, the couple that was using her for surrogacy, that was paying her for surrogacy, so when she found out she had cancer, pretty far into the pregnancy, she did not want to abort the child, which the couple wanted her to. She wanted to have the baby as late as possible in the pregnancy and then start chemotherapy. Okay, so her and the parents were butting heads. The parents were like, no, like we don't want this baby anymore. We don't want a preemie baby. We don't want a NICU baby. Like, we don't want it to have anything wrong with it. Like, now this is a high-risk pregnancy and we don't want you to be pregnant anymore. And we don't want the child, essentially. I'm paraphrasing a lot, but that's essentially what happened. And she didn't want to get an abortion. And so the only thing she could legally do, because she had no legal rights at all, she had to just give birth to this baby. And there was a DNR placed on the baby and it didn't survive. And that's just such a devastating story, but it shows you how complicated this is, because this woman was offering to adopt it, offering to take care of it. If y'all don't want it, I'll take it. Like, I can't abort this child, but she had no legal rights to do anything to save the baby. And so if you want to learn more about that, you can go listen to her full story. That was just kind of a summary of it, but it goes to show you that making these laws to protect the parents at all costs to do exactly what they want the surrogate to do is not some virtuous thing. It's very dangerous.
Yeah. Like, really, the difference between that story you described and like the stories that we hear about is like, who are the laws protecting? Is it are surrogacy laws designed to accommodate parents, or are they designed to protect children? And we see how obviously like these pro-surrogacy laws are leaving children carrying the burden instead of, parents, coming to grips and finding other ways to have children and have a family other than like, oh, well, just I'll do whatever I want and I'm going to go hire a surrogate and be able to see children as a commodity. Like all of this discussion that you see, like they're viewing children as a commodity and not as a gift from God.
Yeah. And in a lot of these surrogacy situations, which is like, we're at the Wild West in America with surrogacy. Like you really can do whatever you want. And whenever these people are starting these contracts, they are advising couples that are seeking surrogacy to be on the same page with your surrogate on abortion, to be on the same page with your surrogate about what they're going to do if they find out that this baby has Down syndrome. Because these companies are not, these medical facilities, these are not your normal OBGYNs. Like, that's not what they are.
Medical facilities.
They want you to get the baby that you are desiring to have. And so, like we were saying before, that these laws are contingent on the desires of the parents and not the child and the dignity of the life of that child. So if the desire changes mid-pregnancy and it's a contractual surrogate situation, the biological, air quotes, biological parents, you know, they are biological, but they're not carrying them. Yeah. They have the rights over this woman and her body, which is so weird because it's kind of coming from a movement that's all about autonomy.
Yeah, it's like, oh, women's rights and everything. This is the Handmaid's Tale. This is the Handmaid's
this
Tale.
This is the real Handmaid's Tale.
Preach.
As long as they're getting paid $100,000.
Apparently.
Sorry. I get fired up about this subject.
I don't blame you. Yeah, we're going to take a quick break and come back with Thailand now. Also, law changes. I need to throw something. We'll come back in a minute.
Great news. Texas Right to Life is celebrating our 50th birthday this year. This is half a century of victories that the Lord has given us. But God is not done yet. The battle for life is only increasing as the abortion industry is going underground to promote death and sell abortion. Join us in supporting Texas Right to Life's 50th birthday campaign and chip in with a gift today. Thank you for 50 years of saving lives. And friend, the best is yet to come.
Get your tickets today for the Convention for Life. This is like my favorite convention all year. June 22nd in Houston at Grace Church in the Woodlands. We're going to level up that pro-life knowledge, and you are going to be a pro-life expert. We're going to hear from an amazing lineup of speakers to help you defend your beliefs, including author Danielle D'Souza Gill. If that D'Souza name sounds a little familiar, yeah, Dinesh's daughter. It's going to be an amazing time. We are going to celebrate the anniversary of the overturn of Roe v. Wade, and we're going to look forward and talk about some of the issues facing our movement. Get your tickets at conventionforlife.com. All the details and links below, conventionforlife.com. We'll see you in June. Welcome back, friends. I'm not sure I'm completely calm to pick up where we left off, but hey, if you want to get tickets for Convention for Life, they are on sale until April 15th. That is the best price you can possibly find. Use the code PODCAST. New speakers on the list, whole bunch of them, but Katie Faust from Them Before Us, mm-hmm. speaking on surrogacy, she'll be there, so you can have a further informed decision on what you think about this issue. Man, is it loaded.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, picking up where we left off, there was a quote on the Michigan law change mm-hmm. that made me go, really?
Yeah.
What was that quote again, Kim?
As soon as I read this, so just one more thought on the Michigan couple and their fight to change the surrogacy laws in that state. So this article from People Magazine says the legislation that they're trying to, like, the pro-surrogacy legislation, would update state law to ensure all children born in Michigan have access to a secure legal relationship with their parents, which is vital to their well-being. And so it's just so rich in irony because that's not what surrogacy does. Like, mm-hmm. to ensure all children born in Michigan have access to a secure legal relationship with their parents. Like I was saying earlier, how, you know, with surrogacy laws, even like a single man could go acquire a child and have a child born via surrogacy. And now that child, you know, let's say born in Michigan here, would then be deprived of a relationship with his mother. And like that's heartbreaking. So you can see like the real goal of these surrogacy laws are to protect the desires and promote the desires of the parents and not the well-being of the child, even though they're going to mask it behind rhetoric like this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and then in related news, Thailand is wanting to legalize international surrogacy again after, what, 8-9 years ago, mm-hmm. their fiascos that were international news of, okay, so 9 years ago.
When you say it like that, it feels like, 2015 feels like yesterday to me, but apparently it was 9 years ago.
It was 9 years ago. The last few years feel both like a couple of days and 1,000 at the same time.
Yes.
1,000 years, not 1,000 days.
Right. Still, right. It's 1,000 years.
Anyways. So a case where a couple gets a surrogate in Thailand. They end up with twins. One of the children was diagnosed as being Downs, and suddenly the couple doesn't want that one. Takes the other one, and the purchasing father, I hate that term, is also a sex offender. So we've abandoned the Downs child, and the sex offender picks up the other child. That string of sentences right there, mm-hmm. just like, what are we doing?
And so
what are we doing?
That event caused Thailand in 2015 to ban international surrogacy. But
sounds about right. Yeah.
9 years, they were just like, well, was it so bad? We're going to re-legalize it. And so surrogacy, like within Thailand for Thai residents, you know, that was legal this entire time. But the international part was like really causing these other problems. Like, I mean, there's always problems in surrogacy, but there was the big ones here, especially mm-hmm. with those twins, the one with Down syndrome who was abandoned and left to die. And then the surviving child who is now living in the home with a sex offender. So that's not great.
Who had he had done, I guess, surrogacy where he's from, they probably would have.
Big old red flag. Yeah.
Known if you didn't go to some other country.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, there's also a cost difference. Apparently in Thailand, it's only about $10,000, mm-hmm. where over here, say America, it's $50,000 to $100,000.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it is considerably cheaper to go to Thailand for this. I hate that sentence right there.
Do you know what that sounds like?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Human trafficking.
Uh-huh.
It might be. Yeah.
Well,
call me crazy.
Yeah.
Didn't
yeah.
Thailand have the similar scandal with the
yes.
gentleman from Japan who apparently got a lot of surrogates and procured children, and that turned into a whole trafficking
yep.
thing?
Yep. That is what happened.
And there's a whole other, you know, issue with this is, and we've seen it in America, is the whole idea of surrogacy granting people citizenship. Mm-hmm. And this is really interesting. And we saw this kind of become a big problem during mm-hmm. COVID, because a lot of people from China will actually get citizenship in America by having a surrogate carry their child in America and give birth to the child in America. If you're still following me. And then once that child turns, I think like 21 or something, then the parents of that child are, the biological parents of the child are eligible for a green card. And we saw that during COVID, because no one could travel, a lot of these babies could not be picked up by their biological parents in America. Like they gave birth, the surrogate gave birth, and then they were kind of stuck without their parents.
Yikes. Yikes.
So, I mean, it's just.
Yeah.
Slippery disaster. Slope.
Yes.
To a lot of crazy situations.
Oh, yeah. And I think people see this and think like, okay, well, can't we just pick like a middle ground? Like, what about altruistic surrogacy? So there's like the gestational surrogacy where it's like, it's a contract and you do all the crazy, like sign on the dotted line and all that stuff. And then there's altruistic where it's like, oh, my friend said that she'll carry my baby for me because I'm having health problems or something like that. And isn't that a nice thing to do? But anytime that we just open this door, it becomes like it's the floodgates. Like there's not a way to pick the middle ground here without there being severe downsides to the child and to the surrogate woman, who is often like treated like property or like an mm-hmm. animal.
Yeah. And we're seeing a lot of people come out and actually talk about this because, I mean, there hasn't been a lot of time in history
yeah.
to discuss this. This is of the future. But
the future is so weird.
But if you look on YouTube, you'll find these stories of people finding out that they were a product of surrogacy and kind of growing up their whole lives, like having this like identity crisis trauma that they couldn't locate. Like they didn't mm-hmm. know where it was coming from. And I think, as a lot of us know and agree with, especially in the pro-life movement, that pregnancy is a beautiful thing. It is a crazy miracle that mm-hmm. that God does. And to pretend that even if it's not your child, but like you're carrying them in your womb, that that's not going to cause any psychological stress on you. And then also the baby. I mean, yes, the baby will go to their parents' arms and they will love them so much. But like, we can't deny that there is a separation happening
mm-hmm.
and that women aren't robots.
Yeah.
Like they can't just be pregnant with this child for 9 months and then be like, oh, it's not mine. Like, are we going to pretend their hormones
yeah.
are telling them that it's not theirs?
Yeah. Like, oh, my gosh. Like we talked.
No, the women being robots thing was last episode. Okay?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
That's, yeah. Yeah. Go watch that one if you haven't already.
Yeah. And we talked in that episode about like there's just this beautiful symphony that happens in pregnancy between the mother and the child that we have not even scratched the surface to know mm-hmm. actually like the depth of what happens in pregnancy, and to just to erase all of that and pretend like, oh, none of this matters. Here's your baby. Here's your product. That's terrible. And as you're hearing this, like, I'm sure there's some people who are listening thinking like, okay, well, how is that different than adoption? And you put it very beautifully earlier, like adoption, you know, acknowledges that there is hardship there and it redeems a difficult situation. Mm-hmm. But surrogacy creates that difficult situation.
And then pretends like it's not difficult at all.
Yeah.
And pretend
like it doesn't exist.
This is only good.
Yeah.
And it is the solution.
Yeah. Yeah. One more thing that I found in looking up the Thailand stuff is that, what is this guy? The Deputy Director General of Health of the Health Service Support Department in Thailand said that their move to legalize international surrogacy again will be great for the medical tourism industry. So if you want to just like gauge where our priorities are here.
What now?
Yes, great for the medical tourism industry. So, like, isn't that your top concern in life? Like,
most medical tourism is unethical. Like, unless you're going to some sort of research center that's going to help you with some, like, awful disease or something. Like, we all know that plastic surgery in places that they offer it for cheaper, or, like, organ transplants, those are... Criminal Minds episodes, like crazy, you know, like.
Yes, true.
It's just funny to hear a phrase like that. Like, I don't know why you'd want to increase, like, openly increase medical tourism.
Right.
For cheaper. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I needed to learn more about that, but.
Nope.
Sounds sketchy to me.
Because it is. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I feel for the mom in Michigan. Like, mm-hmm. that is a terrible situation.
Yeah.
Man, laws that turn children into commodities.
Not the answer.
Not good. Mm-hmm. It's just not good.
Yeah.
Well, friends, you've got some more weird stories to talk to your friends about. Man, I'm still upset about the California case. I just am.
It's so heartbreaking.
Yeah.
There's obviously no simple answer here, but anything that doesn't protect the child.
Yeah.
The Mandalorian got it right.
The Mandalorian.
Protect the child.
Yeah. Just because we can do it doesn't mean we should.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a lesson that our mothers teach us very early on. Like, yes, you can do a thing, but should you?
Mm-hmm. There's a whole meme about it. Go watch Jurassic Park.
Yes.
Oh, another episode of Turning Science Fiction into Science Facts. Well, friends, thanks for watching. Like, share, subscribe, talk to your friends and neighbors. There's not always easy answers, but informed decisions will help us find the right ones.
For real. Come to Convention for Life, though, because our speaker on this is going to be straight fire. Like, we haven't even scratched the surface in this episode.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Not just those speakers. Like, the list of speakers, I'm not saying this because I'm on it, the list of speakers is always amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I have learned so much in the last few years from this convention. So, you should be there. I want to see you there. Not that I can see you right now. That would be weird. But I want to see you there. Buy your tickets.
Yeah.
Code podcast for 20% off. Thanks for watching, friends. We will see you next time. Protect the child. This is the way.